where the foundations or the post holes for substantial buildings have been found. One there, and you can see the size of it, and one over there, not very big. Enough barracks for the people to sleep in. There were quite a few odd bits and pieces, the usual crockery and the like, found when the excavation was done, and they're in the museum here. And of course, Kinneil Museum is housed in the stable block of the old estate from the 17th century. These are 17th, early 18th century buildings, the Duchess Anne cottages and the like. They're absolutely fantastic houses. And it's great having the museum there. It's a wonderful little museum, one of the best in the whole of central Scotland. And it's it's obviously thanks to the friends of Kinneil that it's still there, because it may well have disappeared if the powers that be had had their way. So that's been a tremendous success. So this was only excavated a relatively short number of years ago. Of course, because the Romans were so precise, everybody knows that there are forts and fortlets as yet undiscovered. I think there's another one along there somewhere near the house. They did think there was one on the other side of the house, but nothing has been dammed up. Although a lot of excavation has been done between here and the house, what they mainly found was that in the place where all the people used to stay in that village, most of the remnants of the evidence for their existence has been exterminated or removed because of the development of the parkland by the Hamiltons after the departure of the population. At the same time as they were restoring the house, the parks, there's evidence of little roads and things like that, decorated gardens, water fountains and things like that, and that has obscured the earlier period. You walked round past one of the there are two reservoirs in the ground here. They're little ponds, really, or little lochans, you might call them. And they were reservoirs to supply the farmland and the houses, of course. But as Adrian reminded me as we walked along, there was a distillery up here at one time, and it's essential that they have water. We are high above the fort here, sitting overlooking the castlelands. And it would be really important that if you have a distillery, that you had a regular supply of water, even if you had to provide it, probably to provide power as well as a source of water for use. Nowadays, of course, the park is the kind of peaceful retreat of dog walkers and nature lovers, because it's a wonderful amphitheatre. The trees are marvellous. I just think it's a fantastic place. And I don't know what the Romans were complaining about. I'd love to have a posting out here. But it probably didn't look quite like this. Wasn't it sometime in the... Some visitor to Scotland in, as late as the 1700s said that if Judas Iscariot had been a Scotsman, he could have scarce found a single tree on which to hang himself. And so, you know, Scotland was, apart from the remnants of the Caledonian forest, Tor Wood and Callander Wood, the rest of the landscape was pretty treeless and bare, so because it wouldn't look as beautiful as it does today. So I think we're now heading... generally back towards the house, so you can get a chance to go in and have a look at what is in there.
Go this way.